The door opened.
Jeremy, I thought we said 6 o'clock, said Sandra.
Running a little late, that's all, said Jeremy Clovenhoof.
You could have phoned, she said.
Clovenhoof held up a Mars bar. It seems to be out of charge.
Well, you're here, she said testily, and I am incredibly late. Good news is Jack-Jack is already in bed and fast asleep. Help yourself to anything you like in the house. I'll be back by 8, 9 at the latest.
Sandra squeezed past him.
Call me if there's any problem.
Clovenhoof waved her off. He actually waved at a hedge, but didn't know because he was blind, and had been blind all day long. Right, Gorky, he said, feeling his way into the house. You heard the lady.
We can help ourselves to anything in the house. Loose change, jewellery, portable valuables, let's get to it.
Clovenhoof's capuchin monkey helper squeaked and set to work. After much in the way of stumbling, tripping, and a painful encounter between a dining table and groin, Clovenhoof discovered this family household had nothing worth stealing. Gorky screeched imploringly. Clovenhoof knew what he wanted.
No, he's asleep, said Clovenhoof.
It would be nice, I know, but if having a child of my own has taught me anything, it would be that...
Well, if it taught me anything, it would be that the faces babies pull while pooping are just hilarious.
But if it's taught me two things, the other would be that if a baby's asleep, you let it sleep. Gorky humphed in his squeaky capuchin way.
Cheer up, chimp, said Clovenhoof. If we don't cock this up tonight, we'll get invited back another time.
Play the long game.
Gorky muttered to himself. Well, life is tough and short, and it's always unfair. Now go and get me something to eat and drink. Gorky hopped off. Barely minutes later, Clovenhoof sniffed.
There's something burning, he called.
Gorky squawked from the kitchen.
Are you sure?
Gorky bustled through the doorway and placed a tray on Clovenhoof's lap.
What's this?
Said Clovenhoof. Gorky guided his hands to a spoon and a hot bowl.
But everything's okay in the kitchen, said Clovenhoof, because I thought I could smell something.
Gorky lacked the vocal control to tut, but gave Clovenhoof a simian equivalent.
Well, I can smell soup now.
I meant something else.
There came the piercing, high-pitched whistle of a smoke detector upstairs.
Like that, snapped Clovenhoof. He stood up quickly, the tray nonetheless held carefully in his hands.
You left the cooker on!
Gorky screeched angrily at him.
If a monkey is clever enough to cook soup, he can remember to turn the bloody gas off.
From the baby monitor came the murmurs and sniffs of a baby tossing unhappily in its sleep. Clovenhoof turned to the door.
You find the smoke detector and take the batteries out, Gorky. I will deal with the kitchen.
Clovenhoof took one step and kicked something hard, round, and plastic. It flew through the air, bounced off the wall, and then landed, playing a tinny nursery rhyme at high volume.
Bloody toys, snapped Clovenhoof,
stepped forward, trod on the same object again, and slipped over onto his back. The soup hit him a moment later. But it seemed a very long moment, probably because he knew it was coming. Steaming tomato soup splashed across his chest, its gooey heat seeping through his shirt almost instantly. Clovenhoof had endured and enjoyed the fires of hell, but it was the surprise of the bubbling broth that made him leap up, screaming, and in an instant rip his scalding shirt from his torso. The first hints of a cry warbled from the baby monitor.
Gorky, smoke alarm,
Clovenhoof yelled. He hurried to the kitchen. Cooker, he said, and felt his way along the surface. By luck more than skill, his hands found the hob controls and managed to turn the gas off. The smoke detector was still going.
Damn it, Gorky,
he said and turned. At that point, his midriff nudged something metal and pokey. Before he had time to register it, Clovenhoof had tipped the pan of burning soup off the hob and over his crotch. Clovenhoof screamed again, louder naturally.
Hot cock!
He yelled, and pained, stripped off his trousers and boxers to cool his tender parts.
You've melted my manhood, you maniac!
He cried.
Did no one ever tell you to always keep the panhandles turned in? You're a health and safety nightmare!